before Saf does her intro song to this episode, I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to everybody that supports us every week on buymeacoffee.com/40ish. I've got a nice cold glass of vodka and tonic in front of me. Listen. Oh, you can't hear that. So, Saf, haven't you, Saf?
Yes, I have as well.
Do you want to chink it in the middle with me? Oh, no, you're not going to do that.
No, because
we're too far away.
As if I'm going to do that over all this equipment of yours.
A little sip and a thank you to everybody that supports us on buymeacoffee.com/40s. So what do you get when you do that? You pay £4 a month. You get 4 podcasts in kind of real time of our lives. And you get anything else that we do as well. Now, we haven't really done that much on buymeacoffee.com/40ish, but we might do. And if you're in there, you'll get all the podcasts in kind of real time in our life, as well as the other stuff. Is that explained well, Saf?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that Tate's in the studio.
Oh, yeah, Tate's here tonight.
There he is.
And we'll talk about his tics and everything else. So you're probably going to hear quite a lot of him in this episode. Okay, I'm ready for your song, Saffron.
I'm not doing a song.
You're not doing a song?
I'm not doing a song. I can't be asked.
Why can't you be asked?
Because I'm in a foul mood. I don't want to do a song.
You had the shits last night.
Oh, thanks, babe. Great, thanks. Right. That makes me feel really great.
Is that?
Thanks for telling everybody that listens.
I was going to say also we potentially have worms as well, don't we? No? Why?
What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Do you want to talk about your micro penis while we're at
it? Whoa, hold on a minute.
I mean, Jesus.
What about your massive... No. No,
my massive what?
You went out to get some worms.
Were you going to say my massive fudge? Is that what you were going to
no,
say?
No, I wasn't. I'm just going to have just a little...
Listen, if you've got children and your child complains...
Get them out of the room if you're listening to this.
And your child goes to the toilet and complains that they're uncomfortable...
Yeah.
Around the ring hole. Yeah. Then you go, right, do you know what?
I know,
just to make sure he hasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get him the treatment. I'm not saying he's got it. I'm just saying this is prevention.
Did I say we had worms?
Yes.
No, we haven't got worms.
We haven't got worms. We're preventing them if we
have. Exactly. And we haven't seen any worms, but you did one of your things. Why are you...
I can't believe you've come on and gone, you've had the shits, we've got worms.
Well, you said to me, I'm just trying to get you out of this mood. Maybe that's not the best thing to do.
No, this is not the best thing to do. Why would you... Why? You can edit that out. It's disgusting.
I'm not editing it out. But yeah, we had a day of it where exactly what you just said. And then you went, well, preventative measures, I'm going around to get this. And then you walked back in and you gave me some.
In a syringe, like
a
little
kid. In a syringe,
kid.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, everything's okay.
Listen, when you've got kids, this is the sort of stuff they don't warn you about that's going to happen. Especially if you've got an autistic kid that puts everything in his mouth.
Yeah.
So really at 14, 15, kids sort of grow out of getting them, but not if they're autistic.
Yeah, but he hasn't got them.
No, I don't think he has. I'm just preventing them if he has.
Yeah. Tate's coming over. Hello, mate.
Hi, Tate.
Hey, what are you doing? Do you want to have a...
You want to tell everybody you've got worms?
Yeah, come on, have a chat.
He hasn't got worms.
You can't play... Hang on, put your headphones on. There we go. So Tate's coming down. No, we haven't got anything on there at the moment, but if you listen in there and talk...
Hello.
Hello, go on. What can you say?
You. That's it.
Hold on. Tate. So that's what we're dealing with on the podcast. It could go many, many different ways tonight. I mean, should we start with kind of contexting why Tate could come over here and just kind of shout at any moment? I mean, he's got some tics at the moment.
He's got autism. Everybody knows that.
No, I know. He's got autism.
We talked about his tics last week. They've got worse.
Yeah, they've got worse. Did we talk about it last week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got worse. To the point of... It doesn't seem to be bothering him. He thinks it's quite funny.
Yeah, he's not bothered by them.
But he looks over his shoulder. He gets up.
And the other morning you went, Tate, Tate, what are you trying to look at out the window? No,
it wasn't in the morning. It was in the evening. This is why it made it even fucking scarier. This is what made it scarier. Because he looks out the window all the time. The ticket is getting up, looking out the window.
And he doesn't talk much. He'll never verbally confirm something to you very often, will he?
No. No.
But he did. He said things.
Yeah, so he looks over his shoulder. He'll get up, look out of the window. He'll go to the door. He'll walk into the kitchen. I mean, it is just, and it's nonstop. And I'm talking about like every half a minute. He'll also be verbalizing something that we don't understand.
Last night, it was every 5 to 6 seconds. Yeah,
honestly... I mean, I've had it today. He was playing something with like elephant noises on when I was trying to work in the kitchen. And oh my God, no word of a lie, if we'd have lived like in a flat on the first floor, I would have jumped out the window. Maybe not up on the 20th floor, but definitely on the first floor. But anyway.
See, I drowned all that out now because I'm so used to him being near me. And
yeah. That's the same with anything that I say. You drown all that out too, don't you?
Yeah, I don't listen to you a lot.
But he went over to the window, looked outside, and I was just so angry because you get so frustrated because he's not verbalizing exactly what he's doing. We don't understand what he's doing. It's just, if you don't have an autistic child and you have a typical child, imagine that you walked over to your child and you were trying to talk to your child and there's absolutely no way that you're getting anything out of that child that is remotely helpful for the situation. It's not typical. It's not normal. That's what it's like. In fact, it's a little bit better, but almost going like over to a brick wall and then shouting at a brick wall all day and it doing nothing back. It's really quite sad.
I found it hard in the week. I said to you, it reminds me of when he was little and I was just not getting anything back off him. And it was just hard work and pain and stress and not a lot. I mean, you get the little joy bits, don't you, with kids normally? And we just...
And people wonder why we have a drink. Do you know what I mean? People wonder why. In fact, I was over at a friend's house last night and they went, oh, we got a bottle of vodka. And I accidentally went, we smashed one of those at the weekend. And she went, what? And I was like, oh, no, joking, not all of it. And I was like, no, we did smash one of those bottles. Yeah. Anyway, so he went over to the window and looked out and I said, what are you looking at? Literally, what are you looking at? Why every, like 30 seconds you're going over and looking out? And I said, just point to something. And he pointed and there's obviously nothing there. And I said, what is it? And he said, now remember that he doesn't normally speak of his own accord. He just went, people.
People.
Fucking people.
I see people.
I hate horror films. Do not say the word people and point out there and there's nothing there. You can't do that to me, especially late at night. That's not a good thing to do. So he's looking out the window, people. And I went, okay, because I was a bit taken back. I was like, people, okay. Aliens for a laugh? Yes. No, don't say that either. Even though I want to meet aliens, I don't really want to meet aliens. This is not a... And he pointed upwards.
Oh, stop it.
No, he did. I swear down, he pointed upwards. He pointed upwards. So I was like, nah, mate, I'm out of this.
Stop asking him stuff. It's so creepy.
But I need to know... Well, you want to know...
I don't know if he's creepy.
You love this shit. I'm the one that's the scared person about it.
I'm more scared of aliens than ghosts and stuff.
You're more scared of aliens than ghosts.
Aliens are more likely to exist, aren't they? Well aliens do exist, let's be honest.
Yeah.
The facts are.
Yeah, the facts are. Breaking news on the 40-ish podcast. Aliens exist.
They have to. Just
by
rule of numbers,
statistics,
yeah,
statistics.
Yeah, they have to. There has to be life somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's there. Oh my God!
What?
Bet my innards on it.
You bet your innards on it.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want them.
Fuck off.
You don't want them.
Every single
night.
Thing you do this week that's embarrassing, I'm going to take a mental note of it because there was absolutely no need.
Yeah.
There's no need. We're all human. We all do it, and. I shoved a kebab down my neck so hard that yes, it probably irritated me a bit.
Yeah.
All right.
But you had chili sauce and garlic on the side, so...
That's by the by.
And you didn't really have any of that, it's so by it wasn't the by. That.
There's no need to discuss bodily fluids.
Anyway, so what's the rest of the week been like? Oh,
I don't know. Why don't you just tell everyone fucking ins and outs of my fucking...
I did spot something down in the village. So we went for a little walk, a little romantic walk. You were feeling shit that day as well.
And a romantic walk?
Well, it wasn't a romantic walk, but it was a walk where I had to get you out of a funk because you were in a funk.
It's this ongoing, you know, this is life, bothering me.
This ongoing life thing.
Because these tics are really bothering me and I'm keeping it together. And then when I was dropping him off at school, a teacher opened the door and it hit me in the head. And that made me cry because you're bottling it all up and then you hurt yourself physically and then you start crying and then everything. And then I was crying about all sorts.
Yeah, so I had to take you for a walk.
So you took me out for a walk like a mental patient.
No, we went for a walk. And the only time where one of the only times where I go to you, you want to go and look in the charity shops? Go for as long as you want. And I go and get my hair cut while you go and, you know, go and have a look. And then I'm walking down the high street back to the hairdressers from the charity shop, which I left you at because I've stopped for a quick coffee and you're ahead of me. And I'm like, what's she fucking doing ahead of me? Now I'm in this funny juxtaposition. I've got to go and get my hair cut and you're going to be waiting around. And still in a funk.
I am an adult though, Neil. I don't need to. I don't need to be sent to a charity shop to look after me.
I don't know. It looks after you.
I love it, but there wasn't anything in there.
No, okay.
And I'm quite quick in them.
Yeah. All right. So we walked down past the village, and look, I'm going to cut to the chase. I saw something jump in a bush.
Brown. It was a brown mass.
Yeah, like a brown
mass.
What
I saw of it really quickly.
And so you saw
it
too.
I did see something.
Oh, okay.
But it was bigger than a rat, and it was...
It was bigger than a rat. It was as big as a dog.
It was big. It was quite big.
Okay, so bigger than a rat.
And you went, it's a deer.
It is. It looked like a deer. It looked like a deer. Fucking right? Deer. It looked like a deer. And then... And then I was like, but hold on, just up the road, well, not up the road, just up the road, but in Henley, there's kangaroos and wallaby. Well,
there's
wallabies.
No kangaroos. There's wallabies there.
They're
there.
The same thing, aren't they? And aren't they the same thing?
Are they wild, like the parakeets here?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I thought it was potentially a wallaby.
A rare wallaby.
What do you mean a rare wallaby?
That's got on the train to where we live.
Hey, pigeons get on the train and cats and dogs.
My grandma used to have a Jack Russell that got on a bus to go and shag another dog in another village.
It wasn't right. It didn't know where
it did.
No, it didn't.
It knew a bitch on heat and it got on the bus and the bus driver let it on.
Off. Absolute bollocks.
It got on the bus and it knew and it got off and it knew that there was a dog on heat in the next village and that's what it used to do. And it went missing for about 3 months and it was found up at the army camp.
Right.
And the soldiers had been feeding it and it was massive. It was too fat to get through the door. It was really clever. It was a really clever dog. It was called Jock. Anyway, you thought this was a wallaby.
Yeah.
I think it was a fox and it was jumping over a branch.
Well, you know what? It could have been a wallaby that's got on the train from Henley to come down here, right, to shag another wallaby. Or it was going to look for another wallaby. By the way, if there's people listening to, if there are anybody listening
is
to this podcast,
is
there
listening?
Anyone there? Look, Tate's pointing to people. Go and search wallabies in Henley-on-Thames.
And if you're listening from somewhere other than Surrey,
yeah.
You might not know that we have parakeets. And everyone just laughs at me when I tell them that up north. And they go, oh, yeah, whatever. I go, no, we actually have parrots.
Yeah, because it's apparently from a film that they escape from a film set. And it was African Queen, I think it was, which is on BBC iPlayer.
I think that's a rumour. I'm not sure whether someone's
okay,
pets
that's
got
one
out.
Of, that's one, someone's pets got out. One pet got out.
No, pets. And that,
like how many did they fucking have as pets?
Well, they might have had a few and they all got out and then they bred in the wild.
Three? They had three parakeets and they got out and they bred in the wild. With what? They bred with each other?
Yeah.
And they turned from three into how many?
I think there's about 100,000 now.
Okay, cool. All right, sure. I'll go.
I'm sorry. So on a film set, would that be any different than a few escaping?
It wasn't a few. It was loads.
Oh, okay.
It was loads. Sorry, I thought you were going to say to me, Adam and Eve, Neil, and I was going to go, don't fucking go there.
No. Let's not go there. I wouldn't go there, babe.
oh, God. But yeah, so we've got parakeets. There's wallabies in Henley-on-Thames. If you're listening from another part of...
And in Somerset, you've got a panther.
if you're listening from anywhere in the UK, don't kind of drop us a line from, I don't know, Texas and go, well, we've got fucking rattlesnakes that can kill you or something. Mm. If you're from somewhere in the UK...
If you're from Cardiff.
Yeah, if you're from Cardiff and you've got like tigers or shit, right?
What about that snake in the drain? Snake in a drain,
snake in a drain. We got three drains here tonight. If you can avoid the snake, you will win cut glass decanter and glasses. Fantastic. Okay. Is it drain number one? Yes, you're dead. See you next week on Snake in a Drain. Oh God!
Delirious.
No, there was a snake. There was a snake in the drain locally. We saw it on the Facebook group for where we live.
Didn't your mate see one on the golf course as well?
Oh yeah. While I was playing golf with him, he said, "Oh, I was here yesterday." He said, "Bet," and I thought he was taking the piss because I don't like rats. I'm scared of rats, and I'm scared of mice, and I'm scared of
you're not keen on snakes.
I'm really not keen on snakes. And we were going down the fairway of this hole. And he just said, oh, over there on the right-hand side, I was playing a competition at the weekend. I went, oh, yeah, right. He said, yeah, fucking shit the fuck out of me. And I went, what did? This massive black snake came hurtling out of the bushes. It was a really hot day, so it was a bit fucked. And I was like, all right, great detail. And he said, we didn't know what it was, but we shit ourselves. And I was like, if I lose a ball here, the fucking ball is staying in the woods. I am going nowhere near that. But yeah, there's loads of snakes about climate change, isn't it?
That could have been an adder.
Could have been an adder, but the one we saw on Snake in a Drain on Facebook had a yellow collar, and that is a grass snake.
It was massive.
Yeah, it was wow. It was like one they put around your neck.
Yeah, you know they go, oh, slow worms in the UK, and you think, oh, they're that, these little thin grass snake things. Mm. They're really rare, and you do occasionally. This looked like a proper...
Yeah, snake.
A proper snake.
Yeah, it looked like a proper snake that would kill you, snake.
Yeah.
That's snakes though, isn't it? Some of them that look really like they're going to kill you don't. Yeah. They're quite nice. And then the ones that don't look like they're going to kill you.
There's a stripy one where it's the way that the colours are set. That you know if it's dangerous.
Oh, fucking
or
I can't even tell a Belgian flag from a French flag or exactly whatever. I can't be doing that. I can't stop and go, right, which one's this? Blue, red, white.
Basically, if you see a snake, just don't hang around.
Yeah, go away. Leave the snake alone. Mm. Anyway, if you're from somewhere in the UK that has an amazing animal that shouldn't be there, like not just one. I'm not just saying like phone is
not
up,
like
got
Brenda
a snake
down the road that
yeah
yeah I've got an animal down my road.
But please, you know, get in touch with us through our email, which you can probably find somewhere. Tell you what, we were watching Indiana Jones the other day, and because we were just trying to find something to watch, and at the start of Indiana Jones. It's got on Sky.
Which one? Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom, yeah.
My favourite.
Okay.
I think of all the
I think it's
Indianas.
Probably Raiders of the Lost Ark for me.
Nah.
Because it's the first one. It's the first one that starred it all. It's pretty good. But anyway, at the start of the movie, there is a big disclaimer which says, you know, outdated themes and... how do they put it? How do they say outdated not potentially non-PC stuff.
Why didn't they have that at the front of the Carry On film?
And that is what I'm trying to bring up. So we watched that on Sunday. And I
yes,
just thought,
it's a bit, it's in different lands, isn't it? And I suppose, yeah, well, I wouldn't say there was anything really offensive
what,
in it.
Indiana Jones? No.
No.
In Carry On Abroad that we watched on the Friday night, we paused it and joked that if in the first 5 minutes we took a drink for every time they went core or talked about tits, we would be fucking on the floor.
In 20 minutes.
I mean. Like, no, 5 minutes. I mean, that was just, it was insane.
It was like every man in it.
And I'm like, is it really
even
that bad?
Even the gay men. Like, Kenneth Williams was getting off with a woman at the end of it. And I was like, I'm more upset for him to be violated that way.
Well, Kenneth Williams and Charles Hawtrey.
Like, not playing a straight man, like, being Kenneth Williams and, like, kissing this woman. And it was obviously was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I really don't want to do this, but I'm doing this for the likes.
Oh, it was awful. And, yeah, it was all, Barbara Windsor's tits.
Yeah, so if you've never seen Carry On Abroad, I don't know if I should say see it or not. I don't know. I mean, I was a little bit traumatised because effectively it's about a load of people that go on holiday to Spain.
Oh, my God.
Which is massively racist,
so
as well.
It's so racist because the accents that the English actors put on for this.
Yeah, it's like, it's huge. Like,
I am thinking on buying this drinking.
I mean, it's incredible. So they go to Spain and they go to this hotel, which isn't finished. So that was the whole thing back in the kind of 70s and 80s about Spain not being finished with their building work.
Mañana.
And they go over there and Sid James, by the way, right? Sid James, how old was Sid James
in
the
Carry On? He was
always old. Was he born old?
Yeah. He was just old the whole time and he was the most pervy one out of all of them.
Welcome, darling. You've got a brand new baby boy in the world. His name is Sid James. He's already 90. Do you know what I mean? And in this, he's really old. His wife was Joan Sims, isn't it? Sims in the Carry On Abroad. And he was trying to have a little...
He was trying to knob Barbara Windsor.
You put it perfectly.
And they set up... what was that?
I don't know.
But she was the classic tarty bimbo.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get off with her and they'd set a date to go to Spain together.
Yeah.
And his wife was like, you're not going without me.
Yeah,
like,
and he was going to leave his wife running the pub.
Yes.
And then she went, you're not going with me. If that woman's going, I'm going
I'm
over there.
I'm coming with you.
Yeah, with you. And then they're like, oh no, he's got to try. And then she gets on the bus, right? So they're all on the coach going to the airport. And Barbara Windsor comes on. the last one on the coach, I think she was, wasn't she? And she puts her suitcase up and all her pants and bras fall out and they're like, and they're like having a right old sniff of, cool. And she's going, ha, you are awful. And I'm like, fucking awful. What is going on?
There's two young girls that get on and we're talking 20s. Mm. And they like eyeing up all the blokes and the blokes are all about dad's ages. They're all like 45, 50, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're going,
he's gorgeous. Yeah. I'm like,
Like, I wouldn't be doing that.
Those were the days.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but they get to Spain. It all goes wrong.
Everybody's shagging everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
There's tits in it. There's a few tits.
Bernard Breslau, who's that one? Oh, hello, I'm Bernard Breslau.
I'm a big, stupid, big man.
I'm really big. Right? He is a monk that ditches the brotherhood
to shag
a blonde. Yeah. I mean, fuck Avatar. These are quality scripts.
I mean, I don't know what James Cameron's doing, to be honest. I mean,
and we phoned a mate afterwards, or a mate phoned us up like, I don't know, three quarters of the way through the film. And I put it on pause and I went, I mean, really weirdly, mate, I'm not coming out tonight, but we are watching Carry On Abroad. I love, yeah, that's brilliant. I love that. I love most of the, and I'm like, do you? Really? Yeah, yeah. You should watch Carry On Cowboy. I'm like, it's just going to be like this, but not in Spain, isn't it?
They're all the they're basically yeah. all the same.
Yeah. Do you like, is it like Back to the Future 1 and 2 when you run them exactly the same together, certain things happen at the same time?
Mm.
Do you think it's like Carrying Abroad, like pants fall out at exactly the same time, but just a different part of the world?
Do you think we should watch a few more? Because which ones do you remember?
I remember Carry On Up. Okay, let's play a game. Let's play how many Carry On movies do you remember? Okay. This is just for you because I'm going to get them all in front of me on the phone.
Okay, I can think of a few.
Okay, so I've got all the Carry On films here.
Right, how many?
I don't know, 31.
I reckon I can get about 7.
Okay, let's see where you are then. Go for it.
Carry On Camping.
Is a yes.
Carry On Doctor.
Is a yes.
I think there was 2 Doctor ones. I think there was a Carry On Doctor once more or again or something like that.
Yes, Carry On Again Doctor.
Carry On.
How did you even know that?
Because I remember watching them. Right, Carry On Up the Jungle.
Yeah, yes. Have you got a list over there?
Carry On Up the Khyber.
Yes.
Carry On, have I said Camping?
You have, yeah.
Carry On Nurse, have I said that?
No, that's correct.
Carry On Henry.
Oh, is
they,
there?
They did a Henry VIII one.
I can't see it. Can't see it here.
They did, they definitely did a Henry VIII one because I love
okay, it. Okay, but was that called Carry On Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Carry On Henry, 1971, yeah.
Carry On Sergeant.
Correct.
Carry On Abroad.
Correct.
Come on,
you're doing really well.
How many have I got?
I don't know.
Carry On, I don't think it's there, but it might, because they did a lot of Doctor... Was there a Matron one? Carry On Matron.
Correct.
Is there?
Yeah, Carry On Matron, because I was going to go, oh, Matron.
Carry On Cleo.
Correct.
Carry On... Up the Khyber, I've said.
There's one here, I'm going to have to tell you. Because all I'm thinking of is Toe. There's one called Follow the Camel.
Oh my God.
Fucking 1967.
Amazing. Okay. I think if that's about... Is there a Christmas one?
I don't know, but you've missed out Cowboy that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so first one ever was Carry On Sergeant, Carry On Nurse, Carry On Teacher, Carry On Constable, Carry On Regardless, didn't they just? Carry On Cruising...
Oh, Cruising.
That could be with Jane McDonald nowadays. That'd be fucking brilliant. I'd love that. And she could finish up with a Kylie cover at the end. Carry On Cabbie. Carry On Jack. If you want to know, if you want to stop me and ask me...
Could you stop there?
No. I was going to say, if you want to stop me and ask me what it was about...
No, I don't.
I'm going to continue on because I'm sure there's people listening going...
Was there a Jack the Ripper one? Was there a Carry On Ripper or something?
Carry On Spying, Carry On Cleo, Carry On Cowboy, Carry On Screaming,
Carry On Tequifops,
Carry On Screaming, Don't Lose Your Head, They Follow That Camel, Carry On Doctor, Carry On Up the Khyber, Carry On Camping, Carry On Again Doctor, Carry On Up the Jungle, Carry On Loving, Carry On Henry, Carry On At Your Convenience, Carry On More Matron, Carry On Abroad, Carry On Girls, Carry On Dick. Jesus Christ, I mean, literally, that's the Dick Turpin and the Cavalier years.
Oh, that one was fantastic.
Was it?
Yeah, I loved that one.
Well, maybe we'll watch that tonight.
I mean, it'll be horrendously racist and sexist.
Carry On Behind is a bit of a worry. Archaeologists and holidaymakers clash at a caravan site in a humorous jape. What brackets? Someone sniffs some pants and they get some tits out.
Who played Turpin? Because he was one of my favourites.
Oh, that was.
He was always the younger, slightly better looking lad.
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably about 50.
Wasn't
at the time,
he?
But against Sid
wasn't
James.
He Beckinsale's?
No. He was never in it. No.
Okay. I know who you're talking about. Carry On England. That's Carry On. Carry On Emmanuel.
What? Carry On Emmanuel? Is that a porn film?
A parody of the soft porn French film Emmanuel with widely different outcomes.
We need to watch that one.
Carry On Columbus. And then that stops in 1992. But I'm pretty sure there was some with Julian Clary and stuff afterwards.
Yeah, but they were reboots.
But they were the original. So there we go.
Not too bad there. I did quite well.
Yeah, very good.
If I was on Tenable...
Yeah. Okay.
Warwick would have been like, you smashed that, Saf. And I'd be like,
or
I know.
Or Sally Lindsay. Sally Lindsay hosts it as well.
Or it could be Sally
Lindsay. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Excellent. I like that. Hey, talking about things you'd watch or listen to, I've come up with an idea.
Oh, Jesus.
I've come up with an idea which is absolute killer.
Is it?
I am ready to walk right on the Dragon's Den floor and look Peter Jones in the eye and go, mate, I tell you what. Give me half your billion quid. I've got the next idea that will make us big. Right, so let me tell you about my thinking about this first, yeah? Let me tell you... Saf, are you there? Let me tell you... Saf!
Babe, I know all about it. Can I do it quicker? Because you're going to go on.
No, so...
Basically, Neil's created an online radio station that is just in between, instead of a DJ, it's voice notes that people send in.
Okay, so I was on a meeting today.
Oh, God.
I was on a meeting today, and we were having a right humorous jape, and
carry on wankers.
I thought, thank God for that. I thought you said carry on wanking for a second. No, but I thought it'd be wicked if there was an online radio station where people submit anonymous voice notes, and that is it, 24 hours a day, just random voice notes.
What are they saying in these voice notes?
Who the fuck knows? You know, I do voice notes. You do voice notes.
I don't do voice notes.
Don't you?
No.
You're not down with the kids. But I don't know, anything like, you know, anything at all. And then it 24 hours a day, there's a voice notes radio station. Just like when you flick through TikTok, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get when you go onto voice notes
radio.
Is
this in between music?
No, absolutely not.
Is it literally just voice note after voice note after voice note?
That's a good piece of production. Wait, I might make that. Voice note after voice note after voice note.
So there's no music on this station?
No, it's just constant voice notes. You'd never know what's going to be on there, right?
That sounds fucking shit, mate.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, I liked it so much and I had some time on my hands after the meeting today that I made a little show reel of how it could sound. Now, there's only one fake voice note in here. The rest are real voice notes that I've nicked somewhere. See if you can work out what the fake voice note is. Here we go. This is Voice Notes Radio. You're going to love this, everyone. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Voice Notes Radio, the home of non-stop random voice notes.
Hey everyone, how are you? I've never done one of these voice notes before, so I thought I would do one now and just say I hope everyone is having a lovely Monday. I hope your day, start of the week, and everything went well. And I hope you all have a lovely Tuesday as well. And yeah, maybe I'll use this again. But as I said, I've never used the voice note thing. So I think I was like, I'll just give it a try.
This is the shopping list hour. 60 minutes of boring shopping lists. I know. Why are you listening?
I've got to pick up some broccoli. Might be some chicken as well. Maybe like thighs, not breasts. Because they're a lot cheaper at the moment. Some garden peas. And, yeah. So, loo rolls. Some deodorant I need. Just to remind myself a bit later on.
Hi, I'm not real, but you are listening to Real Random Voice Notes. This is Voice Notes Radio.
Good morning. I hope each and every one of you has a very good day today. And that's all I gotta say because I'm hungry and I should probably look for some food. Thank you.
Like, doctors are like educated people. Yeah, wait a minute. I didn't think I pressed that button. Anyways, I thought I pressed the call button, but they educated people, but they clumsy as hell because they gave me melatonin, which, you know, I love a good melatonin. But then they switched something else because they got me full of prescriptions from all this damn bone damage and ocean water and, you know, getting in the bone. But bitch, they gave me like, I forgot how many milligrams of melatonin. Why am I still awake up here listening to nostalgic music and shit? Like, that shit, wow. I'm gonna put a RICO charge on them.
Sending your voice notes from WhatsApp or however you record them. We don't care if it's a drunken conversation with yourself, what you're buying your partner for their birthday, or just a reminder of what to buy on Amazon. It's a voice note and we want it. Send it to us now at voicenotesradio.com.
I was the whole, I can never know,
On my blog, on my blog, can I please, may I please get on my blog? And it was on my blog and City Power, City Press, Wayward City, West City, yeah. West World!
I'm not real, but the voice notes are. LOLOLOLOL.
Now, it's a bit weird. It's fucking brilliant though, it's right? So people send in their voice notes. I made that with only one of those voice notes being fake. Do you know what one of those voice notes were fake?
It was you doing the shopping list.
Correct.
It's like a fever dream.
Do you know what the first one was?
It was snoring now.
It was on my voice notes.
Mm.
It was you snoring.
I'd had quite a stressful day and been quite drunk. Okay,
I don't know when it was, but I just nicked it off my voice notes from ages
you,
ago.
You showed me that when it happened and I went, fucking hell, Neil, you were snoring a bit last night and that was you, Saf. Yeah. I could not believe it. I've never snored in my life. I am not a snorer.
Well, that was you.
I know it was, right. But I don't know why I was snoring that night and why I was snoring like that.
Okay, but all the rest... Right, all the drunk ones, or the guy talking about some doctor. I got those voice notes online, right? Found those voice notes. The idea, because that was just a showreel.
Is it to put you to sleep? Because it was really boring.
Yeah, but it could do. So however you use the show, it doesn't matter. If you're using it just to, I don't know, waste away half an hour of your day.
I think you need a little nap.
Listen, my brain's on overdrive at the moment.
It really is,
voice
babe.
Right, listen. If you think Voice Notes Radio is a good idea and I should invest money into making Voice Notes Radio, comment on this.
You'd be too busy doing your UFO podcast that you said you'd start last week.
No, I didn't say last week. It was a few weeks ago.
You don't think you've got ADHD. You think your head's normal.
Well, yeah. Oh, come on. Fucking Voice Notes Radio is brilliant.
It's absolute bollocks, babe.
1 hour, right. And when people send in their voice notes, they can be anonymous, right?
I don't care.
They just tag the voice
notes. It's shit.
It's not shit. They tag the voice notes with either where it goes, just something to do with the voice note, right? Don't fucking shrug your shoulders at me. This is the million pound. Every week I'm going to come with a million pound idea. Right? And yeah. This...
When's that happening then?
What do you mean?
When's that going to happen?
It's happened right now. You've just listened to a million pound idea. Voice notes, radio, right? So the great thing is, right, between me and you, we don't have to pay anything because people send us their voice notes, right? We don't pay to play the voice notes.
They were quite random. I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, now you're building... But listen... I had to find some random ones.
I'm not interested, babe. I'm not getting interested.
Yes, you are. I've seen it on Dragon's Den. This is where I'm reeling you in. You started at the start and going, I fucking don't know what he's doing. He's mental. And now you're thinking, hold on a minute, has he got something? So people send in their voice notes.
I'm thinking, why did I marry you?
They can tag it with anything, right? So maybe they've got like, I don't know, one or two tags that they can use. So you could use a location tag or you could tag it with shopping list, right? And then we can do special hours and special days with just voice notes on those tags. What do you think? Are you in?
No.
Fucking hell. You're a hard audience, aren't you?
No, I'm just sensible and normal and...
Next week, I'm going to come with another million pound idea.
All right.
Thing is, someone might have commented on this somewhere and gone, do you know what? He's got something there.
Ew, some mental person.
All right, calm down. Right. Anything else you want to add from this week?
No, and I'm still in a bad mood, so.
Do you want another drink?
Yes.
Okay.
But can we stop making me out to be unattractive and vile?
Who said that?
And just all the worst things about what a human can
do.
Who
said that?
You! On this podcast.
I didn't say you were vile.
Yes, you've basically, like...
What? What did I say?
Turned everybody off, mate.
Absolutely not.
By saying...
This is a real podcast. We go through real things.
But I don't normally snore like that. And you said never show anybody. And now you've shown that.
Okay.
You said I have worms.
No, I didn't say you had worms. You've prevented worms. You haven't got worms. I haven't got worms. Tate hasn't got worms. Right? We're not going around in circles here. We haven't got worms.
Every day, I just wake up trying to just be that little bit more attractive to people and just hold on to any sense of, I don't know, youth and glamour.
Yeah.
And then you come on here. You just fuck me up.
The last 24 hours, you shit yourself. No, you didn't shit yourself. You got to where you needed to. All right. See you later. See you on episode 20 next week.